Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
There are a lot of firsts in our next story. In-person audiences return to Boston Symphony Hall tonight for the first time since the pandemic hit. The Boston Symphony Orchestra's season opener is also the first for the organization's first female president and CEO since she started her new job. And here's WBUR arts reporter Andrea Shea's first interview with the BSO's new leader at the reopened Symphony Hall.
I'm Gail Samuel. I'm the president and CEO of the Boston Symphony. We are sitting in my office, which looks out on Massachusetts Avenue, I think. And at this point, I have not had time to bring any of my own stuff into my office yet because it's been really busy.
Samuel has been going nonstop since moving her family across country in the middle of a pandemic about 3 months ago. For more than 25 years, she played a variety of executive roles at the Los Angeles Philharmonic, most recently as chief operating officer and as president of the Hollywood Bowl. Now Samuel is wrapping her head around the sprawl of moving parts that make up the BSO.
The Boston Symphony, the Boston Pops, Tanglewood, the Tanglewood Music Festival, the Tanglewood Learning Institute.
Samuel spent a lot of time getting to know Tanglewood this summer, but says her first visit to the BSO's Berkshire's home left a lifelong impression. That was in 1986, when Samuel and her parents, who were Los Angeles public school music teachers, drove an RV from L.A. to Lenox.
We happened to arrive there, and there was a concert going on that night, which was Leonard Bernstein conducting, and Midori was the soloist, who I think was 14 at the time.
The violin prodigy would make international headlines after breaking a string while playing Bernstein's Serenade and then calmly swapping out her impaired violin. This actually happened twice during Midori's performance.
And she just kept going, and it does hold an important place in my personal history.
Samuel, who also played violin, went on to work at the Boston University Tanglewood Institute for a few summers, which she says inspired her to pursue a career in orchestral management. Now here she is, decades later, charged with leading the BSO through an unprecedented period of recovery after more than a year without ticket sales from live concerts.
The organization lost $50 million of revenue over the course of the pandemic, and that's a lot of work to come back from that.
Rebounding financially, as well as from layoffs and salary reductions, hinges on audiences feeling safe inside Symphony Hall, and the historic building now has a new ventilation system. There are protocols for ticket holders, including masks and proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test.
The good news for us is, first of all, we're in Massachusetts, so we are highly vaccinated, and our audiences tend to be highly vaccinated, we know through the surveys that we've done. So that is very comforting.
The first few weeks of the BSO season will be telling, and Samuel acknowledges plenty of people are still too nervous to return to indoor events. But once they do, she believes they'll have the same visceral reaction she had this summer when she heard the BSO rehearsing Beethoven's Fifth Symphony at Tanglewood.
I did not expect it to hit me that way, that I just sort of stopped and thought, oh my God, it's an orchestra. They're playing together. It was wonderful.
Steering the orchestra through the pandemic-related challenges is, of course, top of list for Samuel. But another high priority for her will be building on the BSO's responsibility to be relevant and accessible to everyone.
You know, the way we welcome representing different voices, whether that's artists on stage or composers or curators of different kinds of events or partners in the community. And in order to engage with audiences more broadly, people need to see themselves represented.
The 53-year-old also wants to see more women conductors on the podium. The fact that she's the first female CEO and president in the BSO's 140-year history is not lost on her.
There's this set of books in my office that have all the programs from the Boston Symphony from our founding, and there are names of some of the men who were the CEO or the executive director at the time. So it stands out.
Creating role models for young women in classical music on stage and in leadership is important to Samuel. But she adds,
I also really look forward to the moment when that's not a part of the conversation.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.